The group Stand for Alaska, Vote No on One is accusing organizations behind the Salmon Habitat ballot initiative of misleading voters and, quote, flouting Alaska's campaign finance laws. Stand for Alaska formed to oppose the initiative and gets much of its support from mining and oil companies. The initiative would toughen the permitting process for projects built in salmon habitat. In a complaint filed today with the state, Stand for Alaska alleges a series of violations by the organizations Stand for Salmon, the Alaska Center, and the group called Yes for Salmon, Vote Yes on One. Katie Capozzi is Stand for Alaska's campaign manager.
We believe that campaign disclosure laws aren't being followed. And Alaskans aren't able to really get a clear picture of who is financing the, you know, Stand for Salmon / Yes for Salmon effort.
Stand for Alaska claims the groups are improperly reporting how they are coordinating the campaign, underplaying the Alaska Center's role. Stand for Alaska also alleges they aren't properly disclosing campaign contribution sources. Stand for Salmon director Ryan Scriver says the accusations are groundless.
Stand for Salmon has taken many steps to make sure that we are fully compliant with all of the state and federal rules and laws and regulations. We take transparency very serious.
The complaint comes about a week after Stand for Alaska received its own fine from the state for not properly disclosing its opposition in its name. That fine resulted from a complaint filed by Stand for Salmon. Stand for Alaska's complaint feeds into a common talking point in the debate over the Salmon Habitat Initiative. Both sides have repeatedly accused the other of getting support from entities outside Alaska. Both sides have, in fact, gotten support from entities based outside Alaska.